Didn't God we forgive us?
Didn't we already record this?
When our eyes meet, my heart won't skip a single beat. Even if you say that I am the one that you adore. Each other very well, like the lighthouse does the shore. I wasn't sure you were aware our hands were groping in prayer. You would scratch me on a lark
with 40 fingers in the dark. You were fucking me over from the start on your knees in the dark. You were fucking me over from the start. On your feet in the park, you were fucking me over. Oh, 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 you were fucking me over. Oh,
oh, oh, oh.
Fucking me over from the start.
On
your knees in the dark. You were fucking me over from the start.
On your
feet in the park. You were fucking me over from the start.
On your knees in the dark.
You were fucking me over
from the start. On your feet in the park.
You were fucking me over.
Oh,
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 oh, oh. You were fucking me over.
Oh, 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 oh.
Scratch me on a lark with 40 fingers in the dark. You were fucking me over from the start. On your knees in the dark. You were fucking me over from the start. On your feet in the park.
Oh, hello and welcome to the Apocalypse.
Whoopty friggin' do, Dizzle. What's
like
shaking?
That was all right.
That was fun.
No, let's go
fun.
Oh, Jesus.
Pat wrote that song about me.
It's true.
From my perspective.
Well, that's an interesting question that you raise about perspective, you know?
How important is it? I mean...
Yeah, I mean, it does... Well, you know, as long as we're talking about perspective. Sarah, why don't you weigh in on perspective?
Perspective is just an illusion caused by your eyes.
Yes.
That's a good point.
Yeah, it's just, a perspective was an inside
I think,
job.
I think perspective...
Performance art is just comedy that's not funny.
Mm. Sometimes it's funny.
Was that an inside joke? It's like...
No, it was attempted to be a real joke, but apparently it was a failure, so I will refrain.
We'll call it performance art.
Exactly.
Oh, zing! Oh my! Wow.
Well, no,
well,
actually,
that, you know what? That does, that brings us back to our question.
What is life?
Who are we?
Find out this week on the Apocalypse.
Like, what is the Apocalypse?
We cut our dicks off. We open portals into hell. We try to close them.
Wait, we should address what's really going on.
Okay.
At this point in the Apocalypse, many of our viewers are weeping openly and writing last letters
from their
to loved ones.
Oh, yeah. They're like, Bismillah.
Yes. And they're writing Shantini. Final letters because this is the first Apocalypse without Violet M and Northwest Al.
Yep.
North,
you know that scene?
Mid-South Al.
No, he's changed.
Northwest, he's changed so much.
Northwest Al.
It's like
Northwest.
That scene.
Oh, Christ, it's like Lewis and Clark.
Well, that's actually a very good point. It's a lot like Lewis and Clark.
They're pretty much like trading beaver pelts and like
yep, they are doing
chilling
that.
With Sacagawea.
It's exactly what they're doing.
We're not gonna treat you like children Apocalypse listeners. They're gone.
They're gone.
All right.
You'll never see them again.
They're not coming back.
Just
they
die.
Might be on a farm.
And it's your fucking fault.
They're not gonna be on a farm. They're doctors.
Yes.
They're just going to be eating brain like you do.
Oh. Violet M and Northwest Al have left the Apocalypse.
Yep,
and we're heartbroken. They left us all pregnant.
Well, the parallel I like
with
to
emotion.
Think of more is Julius Caesar. You know, or
oh,
the,
yeah.
The, well, not Julius Caesar, but the HBO show Rome, which yes. I'm very obsessed with. Yeah. So, you know Octavius? We've talked about this before in the Apocalypse.
With eight dicks.
Yeah, he's this little eight-dick boy. And he's just like really weak, but he's like very feisty. And then he just like yes. vanishes and he goes up north. To like the Gaelic tribes or whatever, and he's just like fighting
the what tribes?
The Gaelic tribes.
The Gaelic tribes.
The Mies, yeah.
The Mies, nice.
Yeah. And they and the Celtic French, and he's just up there and he like goes native. So at some point, like all the other characters are like wandering around in the woods, and like this dude with like pelts and like crazy like Gaelic shit on him appears, and they're like, "Who the fuck is that?" And he's like, "It is I." Octavius, because he's gone native, right?
Yes, and his pelts aren't even treated. They're just bloody
yep.
animal skins.
Well, that's where we're at.
Yes. Jesus.
Covered in pelts, beaver pelts, yes, and
returning.
Gaelics.
Okay.
It's like, who are we? But that's what Northwest Al, you know? Like
a menstrual lesbian orgy.
Well, no, when Northwest Al left us, or when he spoke to us last, he betrayed us. Because he was like, hey, I'm Midwest Al, what of it, right? It's not even that big a deal.
No, he became Northwest Al.
I know. But
he was born Midwest Al.
He was definitely born Midwest Al. That goes without saying.
But, yes. like, relative to Alaska, he's still kind of Southeast Al, right?
Yeah, but Alaska is Russia anyways.
We right.
might as well just give it back to them, you know?
I mean, that's perspective for you, though, right?
That is perspective.
It's perspective.
I think that we should hold a referendum in Alaska to rejoin Russia. It's about fucking time that, like...
Dude, that would know, make Sarah Palin, like, governor... A province or whatever.
I wonder what she's doing with her days. Do you think?
Yeah, she's plotting the Russian takeover of Alaska, duh.
Where does she live? Does she still live in Alaska?
Fox, right?
Well,
isn't she a Foxer?
We know
no,
where
she
lives,
got
right?
fired.
Oh.
Fox. Are they like, you're too stupid for us?
That's,
Fox used
wow.
to be dumber. I feel like people forget this. Fox was dumber back in the day. It's still pretty dumb, but like during the Obama years, it was fucking ridiculous.
Fox
stupid.
News?
Oh, yeah. I remember Bush Fox, and that shit was insane.
Jesus. I have a vague memory of Bush Fox.
Oh, man.
Oh, those were my happiest days, the Bush administration.
Really?
Actually, that's not true. No, not by a long time.
Do you guys want to hear a funny story about conservative media getting, like, a comeuppance?
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, getting what's theirs?
No, mm-hmm. I hate comeuppance stories.
Bullshit.
Everyone loves comeuppance stories.
Yeah. Wagner? Are we
everyone
supposed
everyone
to
loves
Wagner
comeuppance.
On the fucking... Jesus.
This was such a comeuppance.
How did yeah. you know it was Wagner?
Tristan and Isolde.
Oh, wow! The expertise!
The stees, somewhere between, you know, that's a good tagline for the Apocalypse, somewhere with between stees and expertise.
Well, you know, we might as well talk about it. The
Wait,
Apocalypse,
let me...
we're so good at what we do that I was on TV because of it.
Jesus.
That's true.
Yeah.
But you also got eaten by trolls.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Attacked by trolls.
Sort of. Ultimately, I think that I had the moral victory.
Flicked in the dick by trolls?
Like, you're
flicked
Hitler,
in the dick by
wrong.
An army of trolls.
I was like, you're literally Hitler. You're literally Joseph Goebbels. Go fuck yourself.
You're actual Goebbels.
Yeah. You're Goebbels,
Wait,
but dumber.
Let me tell this tale of comeuppance.
Okay.
Yes.
This was during the Bush years. This is why I remember this, because you mentioned these dark days. And I only became like a sentient human being in like 2006. So I only remember like the last 2 years of the Bush years. I don't, like before that, I was getting head
That's
injuries.
That's not true. You only became a sentient being when the Apocalypse started.
It's true. Who was
what,
I?
What fucking horseshit. What abysmal, hypocritical...
Who was I before the Apocalypse?
Yeah, who are we?
If I had a name, I've forgotten it.
Yep.
So anyway, a friend of mine worked for this conservative radio station in Indiana.
Indiana!
Oh,
in Indiana, and this was like during the Bush years when conservatives were shitty, but they weren't like outright actual Nazis.
Yeah, I mean,
and like crazy.
I would kick one in the balls just for the fun of it. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'll just argue with you.
Yeah.
This is a time when
that's
like,
what's changed, though. That's fundamentally what's changed. It's that I have tons of friends that voted for Bush. That doesn't really bother me. It's like, yeah, but they killed a bunch of us. We killed a bunch of them. You know what I mean? Like,
what of it?
It's not right, but biblically you can justify.
But it's okay. We're gonna make it anyway.
Something in the Bible says it's okay. To vote for Bush.
Jesus afterwards, it's fine. You know what I mean? Yeah. You'll be all right. But with this, I'm like, dude, I don't want. Like, I know what you did. You know, it's like the collaborators in Vichy France. You know, like, it's that type of distance.
It
like,
is exactly.
It's like, oh, they live there. Their children are shunned. They're shunned. You know?
They are shunned!
Well, can I tell you the story about my great-grandma's village?
Yes.
How the Nazis tried to kill her?
How did they do it?
Well, because they were dropping... this is actually 100% true. The Allies were dropping weapons into the fields because it was a small village. So it was easier to, like, drop shit on small villages.
Yes.
There's less eyes on it.
They were just throwing machine guns?
Yeah, they were just dropping ammunition.
Like on little parachutes?
Little parachutes, yeah.
Yeah, cute. That sounds adorable.
No, this is actually 100% fucking true. And the Nazis like caught wind of it and got fucking pissed. And my great-grandma...
The parachutes caught wind.
Her father...
Got him!
Her father was the... her father was the mayor of the town. And he was like hiding weapons.
Nice.
And like she was like, no snitching, kind of. And one of the neighbors snitched.
Oh, fuck that. Ew.
What did Grandma Hillsman do?
Well, the Nazis came. Actually, no, I'm sorry. The collaborationist scum. Remember that.
Yeah.
Remember that, New York.
Scum.
The collaborationist scum.
Known
as the French police came to take her.
Jesus.
And they loaded her on a truck. Right? I swear, this is 100% true. And they were going to go like machine gun all the women in the town because they figured out that the Allies were dropping like weapons there.
Yes.
So the truck driver was just told to, like, transport them or some shit. And he was like, I know what's up. You guys got to run right now. Like, he's just like, make a break for it. You know, because he wasn't, like, sympathetic to the Nazis. So she and everyone else just bolted. But they were literally taking them to execute them. And then she said the resistance came back and counterattacked.
Wow.
And they stole. They went to the collaborator's house. They beat the shit out of him. And they stole his pig.
And yes,
and they're like, next time we execute you,
you swine.
And the moral,
swine cannot own swine.
Two morals of the story: one, after the war, he went to jail because he was collaborationist swine. Right?
Yes.
After the war, he was released, and they found him run over by his own tractor.
Oh, he
in
got
the fields. It
he
was
got
an accident.
Dealt with.
Yeah, it was an accident. I mean, it
maybe it was God. Maybe it was Jesus.
But the second, this is unbelievable because they predictable casted my fucking birth. Really, I swear to God, unbelievable. My great grandma in her tiny little French town, little hick. Like, if you have no idea what hick is. Even the Baalbek is bullshit compared to this. Like, the Baalbek doesn't believe that like shrubs like communicate with. Well, maybe they.
Wait, what the fuck? What is the Baalbek and do shrubs communicate?
They do.
The Baalbek is my backwater.
But anyways, the second
where I come
the
from,
predictable
a wasteland.
West Virginia or Lebanon
Lebanon.
Afghanistan?
It's
the West Virginia of Lebanon.
Okay. So anyways, they predictable casted my birth because when the Allies came to liberate France, they made a fucking American flag out of the parachutes.
Nice.
And we have it in my house.
Whoa.
In the Hillsman house.
And the great grandson's American. Zing. Predictable cast.
And he's more
and much
and
like
he's more American than most Americans.
I do love America, it's true. I hate traitors so fucking
much. I just
much.
Like find me someone who loves America more than Pat. I'll find you a liar. And a thief.
It's true. Well, I'm thinking of getting death to traitors with the American flag tattooed on me.
That's pretty cool.
Like a cutout over the American flag. Right?
No, like don't tread on me with like death to traitors on it. And maybe like Palestinian colors.
I like your idea of taking back the flag. Because I don't like
I
how...
I love that flag.
I love...
Yeah, our flag sucks.
I love the flag.
The
no,
snake
America,
flag.
America's fucking great. But I hate it like how protests...
I like our flag, but...
Everybody who's kind of on the left or on the right side of history, I should say, there's this impulse to like take the American flag and do something shitty with it or not.
I know. That's
have
why
them.
we were representing. At
we
the
were representing at the
air...
Oh, this is a recent memory hole.
Yeah,
this is recent memory hole.
And that snitch motherfucker who was like, burn that shit out. I was like, uh-uh, this is America. Fuck you.
And so then, we were. Wait, let me set the scene for Apocalypse listeners around here. This was after Trump's Muslim ban. Me and Pat went to the airport,
I was like, you have to. I was like, you're a veteran and you're Muslim. Like, you have to protest. You know, like, you don't have a choice. Like,
but also the chick, we went and the stees. Like, we thought of the stees, yeah, and we went
with the American flag.
And we had Old Glory, yeah, and we showed it to all the Nazis.
Yeah.
And then there was a fucking.
Oh, and then they shoved us, and we were like, oh, you shoved the American flag. That's Old Glory. Yeah, we got super indignant when the cop, yeah, shoved us. That was awesome.
Oh, like, that's Old Glory, cop. Yeah. Respect Old Glory.
Yeah.
No, but the thing that was very cool is you picked out a narc. Like, there was a clear-ass narc that was, like, he was way older than everyone there.
Yeah.
He looked like an alcoholic, and he looked like someone had paid him to be there, and he was like, yo, why don't you just burn that American flag? In a way that was just like, hey, kids, I'm one of your peers.
Yeah, and we were
like, whoa, let's
fuck you, traitor narc.
You know what? You know what? All of us should do is we should get together and we should burn that shit. You know, if you're real.
Yeah, and then we should just go murder, exactly, hundreds of thousands of people, right?
But no, I like the idea because a lot of leftists will like say like cede the American flag and they'll be like, okay, you cousin fuckers, Trump supporters can have that.
Right.
And I'm like, no, defend against the American flag.
Wait, hang on.
It's your flag. It doesn't belong to these cousin fuckers.
Yeah, for sure. That's not what America's about.
America. They stand behind it, but I guarantee if the same people who, like, stand behind the flag today would have been British loyalists back in the day. They would have definitely betrayed the revolution.
Oh, because they're secretly hiding,
their pinkness.
Flags.
Yes. Yeah. No, dude, back in the day.
You know what the worst is? Dude, speaking of West Virginians that love Confederate history are the dumbest motherfuckers on the planet. West Virginia exists because it rebelled against the Confederacy. No, seriously, they're like, wait.
I know that.
They're like, we don't have slaves. We're up in the fucking hills. They're like, you want us to die for your stupid slave republic? Fuck you.
The thing is, real history, we were too poor for slaves, so we didn't have any. We didn't have any roads.
What is wrong with the people in West Virginia that are like racist? It's like, you are a state because you rebelled against the Confederacy.
I mean, well,
it's badass.
They're racist in a way that's like, oh, I live in the mountains, I can just be racist up here. They're not racist in a way that they hide it behind, oh, it's state rights. No, like, they're just actual racists.
They murdered the fuck out of Confederates. Like, the West Virginians.
But that was before the whole culture war.
Honestly,
that
no.
put poor what? Whites and what? Poor blacks against each,
yeah,
other. There was a whole period of social engineering for, like, pretty much a century.
Actually, there was, because what were you talking about? Like, when West Virginia was desegregated, it was the only state in the Union with no violence. Like, no, black-on-white violence when they desegregated.
They're like,
schools.
Well, the Confederates did
fuck
us.
Every other state had, even states in the North, like, there were racist people in New York back, yep, in the day. West Virginia is the only state because everyone was just like so poor and shitty that everyone was basically black, like in socioeconomic terms. Yeah. And
until
also,
they started pitting them against each other. They like
later on.
Yeah,
later on. But at the time, it was like, well, you don't own shit, and I'm, you know, I work in like a fucking mine somewhere.
Right. So many mines, dude. That's the problem. Yeah. You know, they say a mine is a terrible thing to waste.
Oh, you know? But not like, you know, 10% of your young male population.
Wait, my tale of comeuppance.
Yeah,
this is
comeuppance.
Good. Yes, this is the perfect song for this. No, leave this song on. Or start it over again.
Yeah, start it over. Start
something
over.
Very American.
I have the better version of it now. The perfect. United States Army Field Band. This is going to
excellent,
roll.
Excellent, yes. Excellent.
So, this was during the later years of the Bush years, where you could basically define a conservative as like, why don't gays get a civil union instead of a marriage? And abortion is bad, and that kind of made you a conservative. So the big debate at this point was, is waterboarding torture? Mm-hmm. And all of Bush's people were like, no, of course it's not, and it's like this and that. And so this guy, being like a conservative commentator of the day in Indiana, was like, oh, it's not torture, it's not torture, I'll fucking do it. I'll do it, it's not torture. He was like the Trump supporter that like,
yeah,
takes a rifle into the pizza place. He's like, I'm going to be the one.
Right.
And so he volunteered to get waterboarded, like, live on the air.
Yeah.
And they did it, and he was horrible.
Yeah.
And he was, like, near tears. He thought he was going to die, and he was like, oh.
He's
like, that's torture.
That is
that's
absolutely 100%. Torture. I remember watching that. Oh, the
you saw that?
Yeah. It was, like, some radio host or some shit, right?
Yes, he was a radio host. My friend worked for him, and she was like, she was like, don't do this. Like, I understand what you're saying, it's not torture. She's like, it is torture. Don't do it. Not that she's like apolitical, but she's like, she has a brain.
That's how I feel.
So
about
she's just like, she wanted to keep the job. She didn't want the show to suffer. So she was like, don't do this. It's going to fucking suck. And you're going to look like a, you know, a fucking asshole at the end.
That is a good tale.
And then he got like super unpopular after that. They're like, how are you not going to? They're like, oh, you're going to call that torture? You're like, you're taking I guess Obama wasn't around yet.
That's much worse.
But you were like, you're like opposing Premier Bush by saying that this isn't torture. Yes.
I miss him though now, honestly. I'm like a Bush supporter now. You know? He was right. He was right.
He was not right. He was way worse than Trump. This is like what I still maintain. Trump is just useless and like kind of a joke. Like, Bush started two shitty wars that we can't win.
Chad, I love having Trump as president. Don't get me wrong. Really, I really do. Like, at first I was terrified and I was like, we have to protest. You know, at the airport. But now I'm like, this is fucking great. We've joined the countries that need their governments to be overthrown.
Yes.
You know, like, we're just like every other, we're like the Palestinians and like everyone else. Like, it's... We have Netflix,
guys,
we're not quite like the Palestinians.
Which brave foreign government is going to overthrow the U.S. government? Which China. Brave...
The Apocalypse.
China.
You think China's interventionist enough to overthrow us?
I don't know, but like, North Korea is starting to start shit, and then they're going to have to step in. And, you know, while you're out, you might as well pick up some United
States. If China overthrows...
We all know it's going to be Nicaragua.
And there's going to be Nicaraguans protesting, like, look, you can't impose democracy on America by force.
Yeah.
It's a fool's errand. But I wonder about this. I feel like America is getting ready to be overthrown by a foreign government. Because you ever think about, how much American flags... Like, we live in New York City, first of all. Listeners in fucking Canada, we know who you are,
by
the way.
By the way, Canadians, listen. Sorry, go on.
This is an important point. We fucking see you.
Yeah.
In the stats.
Yeah, we do see you.
Ottawa, the capital of Canada. Why do you listen to this? What do more people in Ottawa listen to this than people in New York?
What up, Omar?
No, I love Canadians. Are you kidding me?
Anyway, I just had to call them out, these cowards.
I look at Canada and I'm like, the place I will flee to eventually.
These absolute weasels.
No. We love our... Anyways, what were you saying?
Oh, so living here in New York, everything's got a fucking flag on it. Our trains have flags on it.
Mm-hmm.
The subway, like the fire trucks,
we're
the police cars,
we're
everything.
Real America.
This actually is like not doesn't happen in the rest of America. It kind of does.
I know. That's what I'm saying. We're a real America, and they're not.
The subway has an American flag on it, just so like no one is confused. Like, oh, we haven't fallen under the cruel occupation of Panama's trains. You know what I'm saying? Like, who are they reassuring?
Is that why it smells like pee? Because Uncle Sam is just pissing all over New York to claim it as his territory.
Maybe
like a fucking dog in the street.
That's, yep. I don't know, but I picture the New Yorker that wakes up and he sees like a fire truck go by and he's got an American flag and he's like, finally, we're not under the cruel yoke of the Guatemalan fire department. We have an American fire department.
Well, you know what's the worst for that? It's Turkey. Where it's like every restaurant is a Turkish restaurant next to a Turkish restaurant. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes! How much doner kebab
can
one man eat?
This is probably pretty offensive.
Wait, a puckle prank.
Did I tell you the story about how I had to go a night without eating because of a midget?
Hold on, tell that story, but first I have to broadcast this a puckle prank.
Uh-huh.
A puckle prank. A puckle listeners, wherever you are, go find ever what municipality you have, what municipal service doesn't need a flag but has one. Trains, fire trucks, tow trucks, whatever it is. If you have the flag of your country, replace it with the Turkish flag. So apocalypse in New York, just start putting the Turkish flag over the American flag on subways.
Oh my god! And then, like,
can you imagine how easy that would be?
And then have like lots of footage of that of like the bodyguards beating up the Americans. Like,
spliced. It would be footage of the bodyguards beating up Americans, and then like the Q train with just Turkish flags instead of American flags.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? Pat, they're like this big.
Uh-huh.
Listeners will know I'm doing like a foot long with my hand.
A shoebox,
that's
a
how
shoebox
big
size.
Like the American flags on the subway is for you fucking cowards in Ottawa that don't ride the New York City subway. Know what it looks like?
They do.
They do their minds.
But it would be so easy to replace every American flag on the subway with a Turkish flag. On like one subway line, you wait till it stops. You have like 18 co-conspirators that just like... Yoink. They put that sticker on there.
I've always wanted to do a mass subway stickering, actually. And it would be really fun to block out all the ads
guys,
and replace them with things besides that, too.
The American flag is better. I can't believe no one's done
Sarah, what kind of things?
I mean, honestly, just anything getting rid of the advertising would be good.
I agree. Because it fucks us. They're like, you know what we need? Less subway maps. That's what we need. Like,
yeah.
We need less ways for people to be able to find their way to where they're going.
I'm talking about
the advertisements.
The advertising
takes up the fucking maps.
Oh, guys,
they've replaced maps with advertising.
Let's
America
just
wants you to
map.
Be lost.
I love the advertising that's geared towards me as a millennial. right? It makes me so happy. Like, I saw one that was like, it was like, it was for something called Wanderoo. Wanderoo. W-A-N-D,
It's a travel ticket service, right?
Wanderoo? Okay, sure. Is that where it's like a mail-in, it's like a mail-in bride service, but with kangaroos?
That's exactly what it is,
yeah. And they had the advertisements in the subway, right? And they were like,
rotten! Marry a kangaroo!
Wait, hang on. I don't think this is right.
Do like the entertainer or something.
You look at pictures of a bunch of kangaroos and you pick out the one that you want, and then she shows up from Australia.
All hoppy. But she's hopping different than she did in her video.
Yeah. It's like, oh, that's not how you used to hop in your profile.
She's like, no, I'm just getting my sea legs out.
Is it possible? You know what? There's mail order brides from Russia because it sucks.
Hold your thought. Wanderoo. So I was on the subway and I was like, oh boy, Jesus, does this fucking advertising appeal to me because I'm a millennial. Am I a millennial?
You're 2 years before not being a millennial.
I'm effectively not a millennial. I'm old.
Whatever.
Listeners, faithful listeners know Pat is Christ years old.
The age of Christ when he was crucified for all of our fucking sins. So think about that shit, all right?
I should have threw you a more religious birthday. I didn't realize you were turning Christ years old.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anyways, what the fuck are we talking about?
I don't know. Look, but PSA, New Yorkers and Ottawans apparently, and like the seven of you in Samarra, Iraq, who the fuck, like, who are you? The people, have you seen the stats for the show? It's stupid. But anyway, when your friends turn 33 years old, that's the year Christ was crucified, you should throw like a religiously themed party just to be respectful.
Yeah. Speaking of Christ, our living God King has just entered the room. Tom Penny,
Jesus.
Ladies
we
and gentlemen.
We were just speaking about Jesus. We were just speaking about Jesus.
We were saying that. Following me today. We were saying that when you turn 33 years old.
I was setting up a dehumidifier. That's how much of a God king.
That's exactly. Oh. Well, that's like that. My favorite chapter of the Bible.
Let there be light. Let there be humidity.
No, it's.
I didn't have to have kids to be a dad.
It's called dehumidifier.
Wait, Jesus said the exact same thing though. It's uncanny. It's uncanny.
I bet Sarah. Jesus never had to set up a dehumidifier like that with a leaky hose.
What?
No, because he lived in Palestine. Were you fucking...
Oh, did I just pick up someone's...
Yeah. So anyways...
Pat is signaling to something, but you were telling a tale about when you were a child... A millennial on the cusp of not being a millennial, affected by the advertisements on the subway.
Yeah, so I was telling a story about how they have these advertisements on the subway that are geared towards attracting me and like tugging at my heartstrings and just making me get vertical balls because of like how much of a millennial I am. And I fucking
vertical
love it.
Balls.
By the way, I bought nostalgia.
It's like balls, but they go straight down. They go straight down.
Okay.
Yep. They want to draw me in because I'm a millennial and because irony is like. Just a sweet fucking irony, you know? I'm like, God, I need irony.
Yeah.
So,
no one cares about old people's money anymore.
It's true. It's just
irony. You're not between 18 and Christ years old? I don't fucking care.
Is that your last beer right there?
Maybe.
I've had it, man.
You're welcome to it.
You sure?
Go for it.
100%. So, anyways, there was an advertisement for something called Wanderoo on the subway. And it was like a little checklist that like reminds me of my life so much because it was like... things I've done this weekend. And one was like, made happy hour last all weekend.
Wait,
oh God, it's so relatable. And then the other one was like,
what? Wait, this thing tells you that you did that?
Yeah.
I don't
understand.
Telling
me what I don't know. It's just like a checklist. It's like an advertisement for it, right? So the first one is like, I made happy hour last all weekend. Oh my God, I can't stop laughing when I think about it.
Wait, did this app come up with this? Is it commanding this person?
No, it's just a fucking sign on the subway.
Necromancy?
It's a sign on the subway.
I don't know, but it says, so what are they selling? Like a machine to command you?
It's an app.
Is it a computer Bible?
It might be.
Are they selling a computer Bible?
No, it's
that gives you tasks. It says, Rachel!
So the second thing it said is,
it's
trying to relate to me, the Wanderoo ad with its checklist, its blue checklist, it's trying to relate to me as a New Yorker also, which is something that I fucking love. Like, I love it when people try to relate to me as a New Yorker.
Because everyone always skips. That's why every movie is set in Montana and Nebraska. Yeah, exactly. I've had enough.
Because nobody ever tries to relate to us. It's such
no one ever tries to see what it's like here in L.A. No one gives a shit.
Yeah. Right, like the two.
Or Ottawa. Every movie is set in either Ottawa or Alberta or Samarra, Iraq.
That's the city that was listening to us, by the way. Samarra,
Iraq. We have weird stats.
Yeah, we have weird
stats.
There's
a ton of people in
Canada. There's a lot of Russia. St. Petersburg. That's definitely FSC.
St. Petersburg? Fuck yeah. Stress is
All right, so our top four is Canada, America, Russia, and Iraq. Wait, Iraq is number four.
America's second to Canada?
Yeah, that happens a lot with a lot of our shows.
Strange.
America is smarter than we are. Second. UK is huge for most of our music.
Let's
have a look at your cocks.
Because you're always calling out their fucking queen.
Yeah. I'm the queen of England, I am. Let's have a look at your dicks. Okay, so the second thing on
UK
the list.
UK listeners, tune in.
The second thing on the Wanderoo list, that was exactly like me. I mean, it made me think of myself so fucking much that, like, I was just erect, like, instantly. Like, I didn't even know. I was like, Jesus, I'm a millennial from New York. Like, this is speaking to me. Fuck! So the first thing on the list was made happy hour last all weekend. I cannot stop laughing when I think about that. The second thing was, the second thing was, I told some tourists that Central Park is in Staten Island.
Whoa!
Oh my God, you are going to hell. You are going to hell for that
one.
Wait.
Faithful listeners will know it's not.
I was like, oh Jesus, I can't believe I did something so horrible. You know what I mean? I was like, I've been lashed before for like minor things.
Is that why people move to New York now? Just to be dicks?
To be dicks, yeah. So the third, exactly.
They couldn't be dicks in their home country.
I was like, these
people know them.
They flee persecution in their home countries. They're like, I can't be a dick in Latvia anymore. I'm going to move to New York and work in a meat packing factory.
You can always be a dick here. I mean, it's true.
And you can start over.
You can be a dick to a different person every day in New York.
Oh, it's so much fun.
And then you can still meet a new
but
person.
Be careful,
like, why
because you get
okay?
addicted to being a dick.
Oh, you get addicted to being a dick.
You do. That's what happened to me.
Wait till you know a certain number of apocalypses are gonna get that tattooed
addict.
On them.
Oh, guys!
I'm being a dick. That
Tom?
Yeah.
I'm
I think
a
you
dick.
Need to put a headphones on
I'm
and talk about being addicted to being a dick.
I'm
I don't think I need to put headphones
to
on
because
my ears are fucking sweaty enough as it is.
Okay, well then we'll do it
is
for you.
Is this the Chia Dilemma more?
I don't know.
That was like
stop,
the fucking
stop being smarter than
thing
us.
From the Fifth Element. It sounded like.
Oh Jesus! The third thing. The third thing that was on the flyer was they said I swiped left when I should have swiped right. Oh Jesus, it was so funny. It reminded me so much of my own life. Oh God.
I didn't know you were so sensitive.
I know, I'm pretty sensitive.
Well,
do you ever watch Mad Men? I mean, that must have been pretty traumatic for you.
I have watched it, yeah, and I was like, oh. Like
Pat, did you feel like these things invaded your privacy by knowing just
exactly,
how much about you? Like they're like, oh, Pat swiped left so many times.
He was like, oh Jesus, no, my fingers.
Oh God.
You know what I always think is fun? When you see a young person, like a tiny little kid with like a thick ass New York accent.
Oh, like when a kid comes up and he's like, what of it?
He's like, Shriners!
Dead
like,
ass.
It's like a fucking time machine when you see a kid with like that accent. It's like he's a fucking gangster in like a New York movie from like the 1920s.
Wait, can I offer a New York insight?
Yeah.
So growing up in like a shitty part of Middle America where we didn't get reading till very late,
I thought they just threw ice at you.
Yes.
And then when
kids in the gifted program would swat it back.
And
it was all about hand-eye coordination.
Right. Yeah.
But I used to think like, oh, okay, everybody in New York must be cool. Everybody in these big cities must be like a big dick motherfucker. And like super cool and smart. And after moving here, I found that native New Yorkers are fucking stupid. By and large, they're just like unimaginative people that like don't know.
How dare you?
Four blocks from their house.
Are you,
I'm sorry.
That's not
true.
I can't buy that.
Bullshit.
I mean, it's
like, yeah.
I mean, you don't think so? I think New Yorkers were like more isolated
Tom,
than
the mic.
People.
Definitely not. Look at fucking. Lead
to the mic. Lead to the mic.
I mean, Lou Reed is like a. I mean, he's from Long Island.
He's from Long Island.
Yeah, he's from Long Island, where they have culture. He's not from New York City.
No, they do not have more culture in Long Island than they have in New York City. I'm sorry. But there are plenty of fucking New York people who are fucking, you know.
People who come to New York.
I mean, I'm just like, I mean, there are like people just, you know, fucking like artists, art critics, like, you know.
Well, the critics we don't want, but.
No,
but I mean,
I think
that's
saying people that come to New York are cool, but the people that start off here
are lame as shit.
Bullshit. Dude, your humble host started out here.
Your humble host started. Yeah. You were in New Jersey, honey. And France, and shitty France, and you had to earn your way back.
But I was born here.
I know, but still, you grew up. You were exiled first in New
Jersey.
I
grew up elsewhere.
And 100%. you weren't cool enough for New York. You weren't tough enough for New Jersey. So they sent you to France.
Are you kidding me?
And you had to earn your way back.
Look, New York is like any other place. You're going to have some people who are just provincial and never leave.
Well,
are you gonna,
true.
You're gonna have some
Speaking
people
of provincial, for the
like,
for the record, French school was like fucking Irish school in like Angel's Ashes, except that we weren't starving. They were like, present the child.
Jesus.
There's no sort of like deficiency that people growing up in New York have. You know what I mean?
They don't. I think it's not as impressive as it sounds. It's like just law of averages. If you have 8 million people, you're going to have like a couple hundred very interesting, influential people come out of that.
That's good enough, man.
Right.
That's why.
But it doesn't mean. So for the rest of the country.
J-Lo.
For like, yeah, J-Lo. Of course.
J-Lo.
Just saying.
Bam, yeah.
Right, yeah.
Jenny from the block.
She's still Jenny from the.
Exactly.
From the BX.
You know, she still is.
But it was like. So. It seems like New York is like so special to the rest of the country, but it's just they have 8 million people. So like 8 million chances to not be a dildo, you know, to be like someone exceptional. If you have like a closer like concentration of people, you're going to have more.
Right, but how is that an argument towards what you were making earlier, which is that people from New York are less creative? You know what I mean?
Because like you expect everyone to be this impressive like fucking entity, but then. You come here and you realize, well, New York maybe is only impressive because like one out of every 2,000 people is not a dildo. And New York has 8 million people, so they have more non-dildos than the rest of the country.
That's exactly why I want to be here.
Because there's more non-dildos?
Yes,
but there's just as much actual dildos is the point of that
everything.
Story.
And that,
exactly.
You know? Yep. Like,
so there's more dildos as well.
Yeah, you can come here and you can be a douche. You can come here and you can be a fucking genius. It doesn't matter.
True.
You know what I mean? Like, you're going to have a community here. You're going to have a place here. And there's a whole fucking douche community. They have a bulletin board and everything. You know?
But it's just, I think in New York, the thing that sets it apart is you have enough people to have a douche community and also like a, you know, a pretty cool community.
Right, of course. And but an interesting community. And at the same time, you can still be as anonymous as hell, which is true. Like, you know, when you talk about people coming out of fucking Boise, Idaho, you know,
where
like,
oh, Apocalypse listeners will note the things they do in Boise.
Are you leaving, Sarah?
Yeah.
Okay. But we are continuing with
that horrible. Wait, do we? Is there any way? Can we know what state our listeners are from? We can't, right?
Well, yes, we can, but it's.
We don't have any in Idaho, right?
I'm sure we have a listener or two in Idaho. I'm sure we have one or two.
We don't know your first name,
well, you
Chris.
You can go ahead and slam Idaho. It doesn't matter. We're Radio Free Brooklyn. We slam everybody. That's not Brooklyn.
Queens?
We slam Queens.
Out of here. Manhattan? Forget about
it. Yeah, fuck Manhattan, man.
Yo, hold on. Actually, let me take this moment. Let me take this moment to.
The M shut down, and I didn't even fucking care. Because, you know what? I was like, I don't even leave my block on DeKalb Avenue anymore.
You live on DeKalb? Right, yeah, well, whoa.
I'm actually, on my block right now,
careful,
dude.
Careful what?
Yeah,
there,
we don't
there
want
could
those
be
stalkers,
like a stable of, yeah.
Yeah.
They're like, because we've been pumping you up on this show. Tom, our living God King. What will I do if Tom died? Was there life before Tom?
I was contemplating all of these questions just tonight.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. But my point was, well, where did you grow up, Tom?
Technically, in Boston. Mm. But I left and came to New York in 1984, literally the day I graduated after high school. The day after I graduated high school.
Jesus.
Yeah.
What did you do?
So I've been here for 34 years now. So what did I do? What do you mean?
Like in the 80s, so it's 1984.
Yeah, I just graduated high school. I hopped on a train. I went to New York. I went to NYU for a couple years.
Nice.
I was in a theater program there, and then I started just getting work doing theater, and I was left, and I would live in Europe for a couple years.
Wait, let's go back to New York, 1984.
Okay.
How much, would you say the injustice-to-justice ratio was in New York? I mean, how much right was there? How much wrong was there?
New York was just all wrong back then. That's why it was that's why it had an attraction to an 18-year-old kid from Boston. You know what I mean? It was it was dangerous. I mean, I would.
And did you want to contribute to the danger or be a fucking Batman?
Neither one. I just wanted to live in the middle of it and you know what I mean? I wanted to watch the villain and I wanted to watch the Batman, but I didn't want to necessarily be a part of it.
It's the best place to be.
Yeah, exactly.
So what neighborhood did you move to?
I first moved into, the first place I lived in was an NYU dorm because I went to NYU for 2 years. It was a Weinstein dorm on University, and Rick Rubin lived upstairs from me.
Shout out to Rick.
Shout out to Rick Rubin. And I had no idea he was starting Def Jam Records, literally, the floor above me when I lived there.
And can you take us through the NYU rites of passage back then? Okay. I mean, how much blood were you to lose?
There was no rites of passage for NYU. There were rites of passage for New York.
How much blood? I know how much when I crossed the city line from... So I crossed the Philadelphia... No, shit. Where did I move here from? I moved here from Germany. No, so I actually just... Jesus. All right, my story doesn't make any sense.
We're in Germany. I lived in Germany for a little while.
I lived in Mannheim.
Oh, I lived in Hamburg. Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Hamburg's way cooler.
Yeah.
But as soon as I touched down from Germany in New York, they're like, how much steez do you have? It's like the first question they ask you.
Steez?
Steez.
I don't even know what that means.
I honestly don't either. Pat? Steez.
Steez? It's a Jersey thing.
Okay.
And that's the first thing they ask you landing
in
New York?
Is it short for something?
No. It's just A steez.
But like you want more steez than less.
Yes.
But what is it?
It's like homeboy's got some steez, you know?
I don't know. That's why we're asking.
Dude, come on.
I'm completely lost.
I thought at first it was short for prestige.
Maybe.
But it's ease. Homeboy's got some steez.
Yeah. It's steez. I don't know. It's like the
you just went from classical to some crazy hop thing.
It was a commercial.
Oh.
It's the ease with
which. Throw the commercial on. Come on, man.
No, I can't.
We got to go with whatever fucking, if you're going with random media, you have to go with it.
It's copyrighted, isn't it?
Who cares?
But we don't want iTunes to buttfuck us.
All right, now we're back to classical. All right. You wussed out. You wussed out on the commercial. We could have made fun of it.
Oh, this is perfect.
Yeah.
So they check your steez when you come into New York. Yeah, I mean, I know they check mine.
That reminds me of when I was a child. Well, you remember when I was... I've told you the story about how when I was a child, right?
Yes. Oh, wait. Checking your steez, is that when they bring in the back room and put their finger up your butt?
And also... Well, there's flicking as well. There's flicking as well.
Guys, I have a great story from Germany.
Do you? When were you in Germany? Were you actually?
Yeah, I was on the way to Lebanon.
What year?
2015.
I was in Germany. Or maybe Iraq. I lived in Germany.
I was there for 2 hours.
Oh,
okay.
Well.
Yeah, because they
were you in that shit ass city, Frankfurt?
Yes.
Yeah. It sucks. Yeah.
I was transferring to.
They only have hot dogs. The floors, hot dogs. The walls, hot dogs. The ceiling.
I always think of Frankfurt as an American city in Germany.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it's just like. It's all military guys.
It's the Pittsburgh of Germany.
Yeah.
It's Frankfurt.
Oh, das ist los. Bitte schön.
What's that mean?
Is there?
Too bad. Das ist los means too bad.
Too bad.
Oh, wow. That's so cruel.
Yeah.
Bitte schön.
Oh, bitte schön.
And a kleiner Bier.
Well, you know, it's times like these that I sure do wish that I didn't have to be fired out of a giant cannon in space to impregnate the Earth in order to save humanity.
And do you ever think about, man, when I have to get shot into the Earth, I have to save America, but
definitely.
But you're also like,
I care
oh,
way more about America than humanity. Trust me.
But I mean, what countries were you like? Well, I'm saving this country. Maybe not.
I don't know. Like, you're like, I was definitely thinking of France. I was like, France will be eradicated, but I have to wait till all my relatives there die. You know,
it's like if the least I can do is make sure the meteorite hits France directly.
Yeah, instead nice.
Of instead Patrick, of, you're playing public domain music on YouTube. Why you can fucking download a high res that will sound so much better than I'm sorry.
I don't
I'm just
want it
like,
to sound better.
Okay.
I want it to be the Apocalcast.
It's kind of okay. Like what do our listeners deserve?
Yeah,
and not, not
these Canadians.
Not like Radio Free Brooklyn listeners, but the lower cast that is
right.
Apocalcast listeners. Yeah. These absolute weasels.
They deserve
these cowards.
Wagner on YouTube. Yeah. That's what they deserve.
Yes.
Do you guys want to hear a Wagner on YouTube story from my childhood?
Wagner on YouTube is the name of my next band, by the way. I don't plan on starting
well,
a next band.
He was
but,
an anti-Semite.
Yeah.
Wagner was?
Oh yeah, he was quite the anti-Semite.
Oh my god, totally. Yeah.
Anyways.
I thought you meant Sir YouTube was an anti-Semite.
Well, that's true, too.
On YouTube.
Yeah, Lord YouTube.
Lord YouTube!
He's like, I do not like Jews! I'm not... Well, anyways, when I was a child, they were like,
Jesus,
he's stupid. You know what I mean? Because my handwriting is very bad. Check out my handwriting. My handwriting
yeah,
is...
Your handwriting looks like Greek if the Greek yeah. couldn't read
my
or write.
My handwriting is worse than any person that I've ever met. I've never even met a person that
I think
has
I could
handwriting.
I think I
let
could
me,
out
let me
that
let me
right
decipher
right
let me decipher a fucking
no,
page.
Right there.
Alright, this is me honest effort New York City.
This,
no, this is me
is translation.
This is me trying
the
to
art of translating.
This is me trying to translate. I don't even lore Howl and Gao Dart.
It's because you kids didn't have penmanship growing
now
up.
Now that the
you
dead
had the YouTube
weight is gained. I can sing better song. Tud. Hamed Loon was going to a wedding. Salome is doing low. Thus, Tin Irony. Sarah Steele in Constantine. Cal never. Jeremy is. Huh-kay is such. Now
okay,
that I've
so you
been.
Get it. My handwriting is very, very bad. And my handwriting
abandoned
is
abandoned by.
Let me see. Can I just look at it?
Yeah.
I'm going to
tell
see
me, if, am I exaggerating? Paper.
Yeah, yours is a little bit worse than mine. Mine is really, really bad. And mine is bad on purpose because mine is like has become like a code that only I can read.
No, I feel that way also.
You know?
But
I feel rejected to work.
I feel relieved to have cut off the dead weight. When I was a child, my handwriting was terrible, so they're like, he's a fucking idiot. Throw him in special ed. And my mom was like...
And that was like actually as that's how the meetings
went.
What did
my mom say?
She goes, well, no. It's like Pat's mom gets summoned to a PTA
she
meeting.
She reminded the PTA people that I would be the exterminator of the next generation. So anyways, go on. This is what it sounded like. Ooh. Patrick! S! Your death! Foul teacher!
And
yeah.
She,
so that's exactly what she said to the teachers, you know.
And she was like, "Well, look, he writes really bad. He's simple."
Yeah, and they'd tell me they were like draw a bird, and I'd like try and draw what I thought a bird looked like, you know. And it was just like a bunch of squiggly lines. And like, here, hang on, let me just draw it for you, and you can describe it.
Wait, I'll describe it.
Here,
right.
Look, right there, you can
describe it. It's almost exactly a horse.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. So I was just but it was just like terrible. I couldn't draw it. And they were like, "Well, why don't you just draw little V's, right?" And I was like. Well, they're not little fucking V's. They're birds. What are you crazy here? Like, what?
Oh, Jesus. Pat, you were, as a child, you were like a French thought criminal.
I know.
You were like, Jesus Christ.
So
all
then,
of France sees birds as V's, well, but not me.
Hey, Pat, I gotta go. I really gotta pee, and I...
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Like,
there's a whole thing. I was at a party tonight, so...
It's all good. The Apocalypse will soldier on.
All right.
I'm sure it will. Yeah.
Listeners?
Oh, my God. It's not going to implode when I leave?
Nope.
That's so disappointing. Well, I'm going to kill myself.
There will be some deaths. Listeners, lie prostrate. Lie prostrate as your living God King leaves the room.
Yeah. Everybody shut the fuck up and lay down.
Play some appropriate music for my leaving.
Shut the fuck up.
Oh, we are.
Okay.
It's really sad.
Bye, everybody.
Shut the fuck up. All right. Your living God King has stood. He's walked to the threshold. Stay the fuck down. Stay the fuck down, Ottawa. Stay the fuck down.
Well, I guess it's just us. So I might as well finish the story. Today was brutal, by the way.
Dude, hold on. It's just us and no alcohol and no dope. What? Oh, no, I don't want that. You were fucking me over from the start.
We're almost done.
I don't want this.
Okay, well, we're almost done. So that's the good news. Okay. So, moving along. I was in special ed. It was terrible.
Special ed in Canada, special ed in France.
No, I wasn't special ed in France. I was just, you kidding me? I was like high functioning genius. I was in France. Yeah, different.
In France, they're like,
what a mensch.
They're like, oh, this kid has got like, he's so creative that he can't understand language or write. He's too badass. But as soon as you get to Jersey, they were like, enough. Yeah. Can you tell me about the day you were sentenced to retardation?
Yeah, actually.
Tell me about the day.
My parents sent me to school, right?
Yes.
And I was like, what the fuck is everybody saying? And the teachers were like, get that he doesn't like speak English, right?
What grade was this?
I don't know, kindergarten, pre-K.
Pre-K, and you were like...
I was like...
No, say it in your voice, like, what pig language are these Americans speaking?
I was like, quelle langue de merde il parle, ces
Amerlocs? Oh, yeah! That translates roughly, Apocalypse listeners will note, to what pig language are these pink Americans speaking?
God, these commie.
And so your teachers were from Jersey, so they're like, what is he, some kind of...
Yeah, that's exactly what they said.
They're like, whoa, this fucking guy.
This fucking guy, woo-wee. Yeah.
So like, what did they say? What was your teacher's name? Mrs. DiStofano? What did she say?
100%. I had like 50 bazillion teachers with like Italian names. Hey, Mr. Rienzo, woo.
Whoa, this fucking guy. And then when he called the Widow Hillsman, what did he tell her? Like, so he noticed you were retarded by Jersey standards. And no. Not like, we're not using that in a hateful way. Like, Pat actually was like,
well, I don't,
behind his class.
There's like a big gap. You know what I mean?
So no, like she, like your teacher, Mr. DiStofano, noticed you were behind the other kids.
Yeah.
And he was like, whoa, whatever, this fucking guy.
Yeah.
But then he called your mom to explain to her what the situation was. What did he say?
Well, I think maybe...
Was he like, not for nothing, but your son?
Yeah! And then my mother fought back.
No, but what did he say? He was like, not for nothing, but your son is...
kind of a dumbass.
Like, what, is he queer or something?
Yeah, that's exactly what they said. That's how they did it. And then they like, whipped me with a wet towel. They're like, whoa, look at that. Yeah, it was brutal. Jersey was very brutal in the mid-90s.
They're like,
you know?
they're like you don't want to read... Learn what a wet towel feels like.
Yeah. Well, actually, they said you shall feel what it, but they had a certain accent. My teacher was foreign, so he had an accent when he told me that I shall feel a wet towel. It sounded kind of like this.
You shall feel the lick of his hole.
Oh, no, not the towel. Oh, Jesus.
And then he was licked.
And then he just started...
Oh, my God, no.
Yeah, but the point is that my mom forced them to test me.
Right? So actually, but back in the day, they had a different word for it. So his mom, Pat's mom, had him tested for forced brain.
For what?
She had him tested for forced brain. Like, the brain an animal of the forest might have.
Also, just like a little furry, like a little furry chipmunk that would kind of like just she was run like, around skittering towards the forest.
Yes. Like, she was like, well, Pat can speak to us, but so can weasels and chipmunks.
That's true.
Does that have a person's brain or a forest brain? She wanted to know, as any good like French mother would want to know.
Yeah, well, that is a good point, because the French, there's two things that people know about the French. It's that we like fighting squid, and that we love the forest. You know? Jules Verne's books were about fighting squid.
Well, also because, like, in France, as a young man, if you have trouble getting laid, they say, Have you tried going to the forest?
Or to the sea. You know, like Jacques Cousteau?
You have to go to
Do you want to hear another true story from my childhood?
Yes.
God damn, this is a crazy true story. I was at this museum in France when I was a little kid, like a little tiny boy. You know?
Oh, where?
And
what was it, that museum of?
Oh, it was, I think it was La Cité des Sciences, it's called.
Des Sciences?
I forget what it's called. Yeah, and I was there, it's like the whale museum, you know? And I'm there with my mom, and there's like this high mezzanine, and my mom's like, oh shit, that's fucking Jacques Cousteau, right?
Yeah.
And I got diarrhea. No, seriously.
Wait. And listeners should note also that at this point in French history, Jacques Cousteau could masturbate anywhere, anytime.
It's true.
No questions asked. So Jacques Cousteau could be out at this museum. He could be at your wedding. He could be at your bris.
But so I had diarrhea, and I had to go to the bathroom, and I was like, oh, God. Oh, I was like, Mom, I kept shitting. What the fuck? And she was like, oh, Jesus, I don't know. Fuck. And I was like, oh, I would love to meet Jacques Cousteau, but I cannot stop evacuating my bowels.
Ma!
Hey, Ma! And then she said, my mom was a hero in this situation because she went to go get the autograph for me. She left me unattended
she was like,
on the mezzanine and ran down. And she was like, Yuck! Yeah, and he was like, eh, what do you want?
My son is empty like you see!
And at first he didn't want to give her an autograph when she asked.
Submit!
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I want
to... Submit!
Ugh, I don't know. And she said, please, Captain, my son wants it. I swear, she said that.
I can't say all those words.
Say it.
I can't. It'll hurt.
Say it.
Please, Captain!
Alright. And then he signed it, and then she left me unattended whilst I was shitting myself. But it was okay because I asked her to. And
then another Frenchman came up.
No, but she got me Jacques Cousteau's autograph.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that was...
When did Jacques Cousteau become a ghost?
That was relatively recently. For a guy like Cousteau. But also, let me...
Do you think the government killed him or fish?
Oh, fish, come on. He was going around fucking with fish his entire life. He's like, eh, fish, fuck you, I'm Jacques Cousteau. Go fuck yourself. What do you think, you smart? You think you're better than me? Fucking dickhole.
And the fish were just like,
oh, 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 oh. And he's like, I know what that means. You think I'm stupid? You think I was born yesterday? I speak fish. He's like, you think I don't know? I don't know, you fucking sneaky ass.
You know,
fucking
wait, do you know what? Do you know what? Pat, do you know what? Means in
what?
Fish?
What does it mean in fish?
Jeff? It's like the N-word for humans.
Oh, okay.
The fish use. It's terrible.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like a derogatory for humans. Anyways, you've been listening to the Apocalypse on Radio Free Brooklyn.
If you support this...
Yeah, go to Patreon. But I can't imagine that you would. Jesus, the horror.
I don't know. I feel like they've supported us through worse.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, we've been through worse.
This is a great song, actually. Yeah.
Wow, man. I guess there really is no point, ultimately, you know?
I mean, if someone as brave as Northwest Owl and Violet M can get killed by the government immediately after leaving the Apocalypse, what chance do any of us have?
That is a really good point.